This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. In New York, just one day before New Year's Eve, a new structure has opened in Lower Manhattan. It's a temporary viewing platform, the first of a proposed four, that looks out onto the crater-like grounds that once held the World Trade Center towers. The structure, designed by a group of architects and made simply from scaffolding and plywood, will be open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Before today, only victims' families and dignitaries had been granted private viewing access to the rubble and ongoing excavation. Speaking yesterday alongside the heads of the New York Police and Fire Departments, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani had this to say about the value of the viewing platforms.
It will accomplish the purpose of allowing people to observe this site of horror and this site of great bravery. It will allow people to reflect on the importance of human life. It will allow people to reflect on the importance of democracy and political freedom.
The platform is said to hold up to 400 people at any one time. There are also two ramps, one to enter, one to leave. The ramps can fit an additional 600 people. And like the platform, they give an unobstructed view of the site of the nation's single worst terrorist attack. Joining us on the line near the viewing platform is reporter Stephen Cox. Stephen, tell us first, what is it like there?
Well, it's an exceptionally cold day in New York. Thousands of people from all over the country and all over the world are lining up initially from about 2.5 hours, now anywhere to 4 hours along Broadway and Fulton to get the closest look at the devastation of 9/11.
You've been talking to people on the platform today. What are they saying?
It's very mixed, Lisa. Some people obviously are very devastated by what they've seen, but by and large, most people are unable to really process what they've seen, due in large part to the fact that they're whisked through very quickly. Most people spend a maximum of about 60 seconds, this after waiting for a great deal of time to get on there. So, and they've also spoken about the fact that they're unable to really see too much of the devastation. There's a very small, about 40-foot window that they can sort of look out over the crater of the area that used to be the World Trade Center.
There's a wall of remembrance near the platform for people to leave notes and mementos. Are they leaving those?
No, that area actually has been cordoned off from the public. That's part of the lining up area. That area is directly in front of St. Paul's Chapel. There are a number of mementos there, ranging from T-shirts and hats and flags and balloons, but people are not allowed to go near it.
You haven't been on the platform yet, but can you give us an idea what you see from where you are?
Actually, because of the way that they've cleared the street out, Fulton Street, you can actually see more of the area than you've ever been able to see before. You can see the tops of construction equipment. You can see construction workers on the ground working in there. And from what I've been told from people who come off the platform, that's virtually all you can see once you're on the platform to begin with. I also spoke with two German diplomats who had come down to view the site, and they felt that it was their duty to come down and take a look at the devastation with their own eyes because, as they claimed, the entire world was affected by what happened on 9/11.
Stephen Cox speaking to us from the newly opened public viewing platform overlooking Ground Zero in New York City. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Lisa.